Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 9 minutes past the hour of 10, and this is the marriage program on Radio Islam International. My name is Ibrahim Daya, and inshallah we will be keeping you company up until 11 a.m. In the marriage program this morning, we'll be discussing the importance of communication, that learning the importance of good communication between spouses, learning to be a better listener, and knowing what to speak about, how to speak about it, when to speak about it, and this is one of the keys to a good marriage, that having good communication, having great communication between spouses is what really brings harmony and peace in a marriage, knowing exactly what to say, when to say it, and very important, how to say it. Sometimes the tone of our voice and the way we say things can be misinterpreted, misunderstood, and then can lead to further problems in the marriage. So the importance of communication, that is our topic for this morning. Yes, this is the marriage program on Radio Islam International. And what we are talking about this morning is the importance of good or great communication in your marriages. That learning the importance of communication, learning how to be a better listener, and determining how to, to determine your needs and how to express it and how to speak to one another when we are engaging with one another. So great marriages always start with great communication, and you'll find that when the marriage has gone sour, or in bad marriages, you can almost guarantee that you'll see that one of the barriers or one of the things was poor communication. So we're going to speak about how to give clear and effective communication, and learn to identify that what is it that you need, and to make sure that your spouse understands you, to make sure that your spouse hears what you have to say. And if you feel that you communicate well enough with your spouse, then still to listen on, there might be something that you can learn something that you can improve and make it better, bring better communication into your marriage. And in essence, you will then be having a better relationship. So, firstly, what exactly is communication? When we say, and we hear this over and over, that people say that you need to have better communication, whether it be in your marriage, whether it be in your workplace, whether it be between parents and children, teachers and students, the word that we hear most often is that we need better communication. We need better communication between the parents and the youngsters and their children. We need better communication between the ulama and the awam. And we've heard this many times before, that we need better communication. So likewise, in our marriages as well, we need better communication. So what is this communication? What exactly is communication? So communication is the cornerstone of every relationship. It's letting the other person know what you are thinking and what you are feeling, and make sure that you are understood. That make sure that you are understood. And it involves listening also attentively, and letting your spouse also know that you've heard him or you've heard her. So it's knowing what you want and asking for it. This is all part of communication. There are many things that communication isn't. It's not talking to somebody when the person is not fully listening. That when you are talking and talking and talking, when the other person is not listening, or when the other person is not interested in what you are saying, then that is not communication. It's not nodding your head in agreement when you have not heard what somebody has said. And this happens very often. Very often either the husband or either the wife will be talking, and the other person will just be nodding in affirmative, nodding, and not even knowing what they are saying. So that is not communication. And it's not guessing what someone is about to say. It's not guessing. It's not about guessing, that you know what they're going to say. So before they say it, you want to give a response. So before they say it, you want to interrupt their speech and say that, you know what, I know what you're going to say, or I know what you're going to say. I know what you want to say. I know what is your opinion in this matter. That is not what communication is. It's about two people discussing, listening attentively, both parties. That is very important, that giving undivided attention and listening to what the other person has to say and showing real interest when we are communicating, that we find in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when they would speak about the akhlaq and the behavior of the character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we'll find in the hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever anyone would speak to him, and this is when general people, when the masses would come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was such that when a person would speak to him, he would give that person his undivided attention, and he would not turn away from that person until that person has finished, or until that person has said what he wants to say. So you can imagine, that is how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would treat strangers and would treat the normal people. One can only imagine how he would teach, how he would treat his the beloved wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the character that he would display with them. And you'll find in the ahadith also that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of you are the best, are those who are best to their spouses, who are best to their families. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, that I am the best of you when it comes to treating our families and treating my family. So this is one important thing, that when someone is speaking, to give them your undivided attention and listen, and not just continue playing with the cell phone or continue playing with whatever gadget you have, and thereafter you just nod and nod, not hearing what you say. And sometimes what happens is the person knows, so they're just throwing one curveball in there, that okay, he's just nodding or she's just nodding, so let me just say this, so let me just, and you get yourself caught up. So communication between spouses, very important. And what is it that we normally talk about? What is it that married couples would generally talk about? The one is sharing ideas with one another. Sometimes a general topic, maybe how to improve the house. Maybe you want another cabinet in the kitchen. Maybe you want something done in the bedroom. Maybe you want something like that. Sharing ideas with one another. Also, it could be with regards to the job that you're doing, or with regards to the business that you're running, that sharing one another's and giving opinions to one another of general things in our lives. So that's one. Sometimes there are some questions, there are some concerns that the spouse might have, that the wife or the husband might have. So to deal with that, that is another form of communication, of things that we generally would talk about. And one of the important things when it comes to communication, and it's something that we might be lacking in today's time, is that letting your spouse know how you feel. Letting your spouse know exactly how you feel. That at times you might feel a bit down, or at times you might feel that something was said or something was done and it hurt you. So instead of keeping that bottle up inside or keeping that grudge, it's good to discuss it in a good manner. And this letting your spouse know exactly how you feel. Sometimes you might be guessing. Sometimes you might think that she or he understands exactly what I'm going through, but they might not understand, and they might have a total different understanding of it. And therefore, this is now when you interpret the whole situation wrong. You don't know exactly what is happening, and that can then lead to further problems. And sometimes you need help with a specific task in the house. Maybe it's just to help put the washing in the washing machine, or maybe it could help if you're packing something in the house or taking the groceries out from the cupboard or something. So that then also discussing something that bothers you, that also is something that we need to discuss at times. So if you learn to communicate effectively, you will more often than not get what you need from your spouse. If you learn to communicate effectively, you will more often than not get what you need from your spouse. Whether it's a simple acknowledgement of your idea or a thoughtful answer to your question. So don't think that you can have a good relationship with your spouse without having good communication. That communication is the relationship. We keep on saying that communication is important, it's a key to a good marriage, but understand that communication is the relationship. And we sometimes don't, we don't like to communicate. Today's time, we want to keep things to ourselves, even when it comes to our marriages, that at times you might be asked what is wrong, what is troubling, and we don't want to answer. We want to keep it and we say, no, nothing's wrong, nothing's bothering me, I don't really have anything on my mind. But you need to learn how to communicate better. We need to learn how to deal with situations better and what to say, how to express it. And very important is also when we are communicating, the tone and the way we say things. It's not about what you say, it's about how you say it. Sometimes a simple thing that could be a joke, or it could be just said lighthearted, but because of the tone and how it was said, could lead to further problems. So that is what communication is. And we need to learn to communicate effectively in our relationships. That unfortunately, one of the negatives of social media and having all this at our fingertips and access to all of this is at times something might be bugging us, something might be troubling us, something might be bothering us, or we hear something on our mind. And instead of communicating effectively with the person who communicating with that spouse or communicating with your husband or your wife, and what do? We use this platform to express what's bothering us and express what's going wrong or express this concern that we have. And that doesn't really help, because then you're just showing the whole the entire problem, but you're not really dealing with it and you're not really able to get to the bottom of it. So the first thing that you need to do is you need to speak to your spouse and communicate with your spouse. And make sure that if your spouse is talking to you, then to give them undivided attention, to listen carefully to exactly what you say. That it's letting, you need to let that person know what you're thinking and feeling, and the other person must make sure that they are understanding. They must be listening attentively, and also you should let you know, or you should let your spouse know that you've heard him or her. So these are very important. This is what communication is. We will continue with the discussion, inshallah, after the break. And we'll be looking at 10 steps to clear communication. Yes, great marriages start with great communication. And communication is the cornerstone of every relationship. Communication is the relationship. Being able to express, being able to tell your partner what is it that you feel. Having got good communication will lead to a good relationship. And if you have that in your marriage, then build it on that as well. Having better communication will lead to a better relationship. Whether it be that relationship at home, together with you and your spouse, whether it be at work, whether it be at school, wherever, communication is essential. Letting the person know what is it that you are feeling. Letting the person know what is it that you need from them. If it some help you need from them. Don't, at times we expect things to happen and we expect things to just go like that. But no, rather you need to have good communication. So we are discussing the importance of communication in the marriage program this morning. And we said there are 10 steps to clear communication. That it's not so hard to bring this into your marriage, this communicating effectively. It's not such a hard task. So you need to just break it down sometimes into pieces. And if you follow these 10 steps, they are just a guideline. You'll be able to, you'll be on the road to a better communication with your spouse. So first, the first step is that figure out what you want to say. Whether it's something that has hurt you or something that you are unhappy about, whether it's something that you want to do or something that you want to change in the relationship or change or something, the first thing is you have to figure out what you want to say. So before you talk to your spouse about something, make sure you know what you want to tell him or her to minimize possible misunderstandings. So understand the situation, know what you're feeling, know what you want to say. So before you start the conversation, before you bring it up, the most important thing is to know what you want to say. And be sure about this. It shouldn't be then, as soon as you start talking and you get a reply, then you drift off the discussion and other things are then brought up. So the first thing, figure out what you want to say. And if it is something, the second point is that decide what you need from your spouse. Decide what is it that you need. Do you need someone to give you a shoulder to cry on? Do you need someone that is that you want some support? You want someone to tell you, to make you feel better? What is it that you want? So you are more likely to get your needs met, whether it's just a hug or an answer to a question, if you know what you want. If you yourself don't know exactly what you want from this discussion that you're having with your spouse, then most likely you're not going to get it. So very important that firstly decide what exactly you need from. You're about to start this conversation. You're about to have this conversation with your spouse. So decide what you need from it first. And the third one, which is also very important, using good timing. Good timing and good judgment in timing. That there sometimes might be a serious problem, or there might be something that you want to discuss, you want to have this conversation, but you know, at that time maybe your spouse is getting ready for an important meeting, or maybe your spouse is at that time quite occupied. Maybe the spouse is busy preparing dinner, or maybe they're busy in the kitchen, or whatever it may be. Then you need to know and understand that when is it that I should bring this topic up? When is the best time that we can have this discussion? That you need to consider also your spouse's state of mind when choosing a time to talk. That when a person, maybe just the spouse just woke up early in the morning, now you want to have this conversation, or they came back from work, they're a bit tired, they're a bit, you know, they had a hard day at work, and now you want to bring up a discussion to talk, this is not going to help. So it's understanding and having good judgment in timing when it comes to having your discussion. That is the third point. And also, one that is very important, and one that we overlook at times, is making eye contact. That when we are speaking with our spouse, then to make eye contact and speak to them like, you know, we really want to speak to them. It shouldn't be that we are busy with something else, and our mind also is busy and occupied with something else, and we're having this discussion and we are speaking. The moment we are busy and we are not showing eye contact and we are not serious about it, it's highly unlikely that your spouse will also take it seriously. They will be more likely to listen and to hear you if you are looking right at each other. That if you are sitting, even if it be over a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, or if you're just sharing something on the table and you're looking at each other and you are speaking, this is one of the ways to effective communication. And another, and together with that, it comes that getting your spouse's undivided attention. That if your spouse is busy, maybe they're busy with the cell phone, busy with the laptop, or whatever devices, or maybe they're busy reading a newspaper, whatever it is, but you need to get their undivided attention. That you'll not be heard if your spouse is thinking about something else when you are trying to talk to them. You'll not be heard, and they'll not understand the situation. So you need to sit them down. You need to also tell them that, you know, I need to talk about something which is very serious. I need your attention at this moment. And for us to give it also when it is needed from us, to be a good listener. That when our spouse, when the husband or when the wife is talking, then you to be a good listener, to be attentive, to show that you are going to give them undivided attention. This is a two-way road, you know. A two-way street, that if you are good to them, if you listen to them when they are talking, then when you are talking, they will most probably listen to you. So it's a two-way street, or that how you will deal with your spouse and the attention that you will give them when they are speaking is the same that you will receive when you are speaking. So even after you speak, or after the spouse expresses what they're feeling or their concerns and their discussions, then confirm that you have heard it. Confirm that you were heard. That ask them, have you understood, or do you understand what I'm saying? Do you fully understand how I am feeling and what this means to me, you know? And only then will your spouse be able to respond properly. That don't just carry on speaking and not giving the person a chance to respond. So just so that you know that, you know what, we're on the same page, we understand exactly what is going through, or what is the situation at the moment. And after your spouse has told you something, now when you are on the receiving end, when your spouse is speaking to you, and your spouse has told you something, rephrase what he or she has said. That we need this to be done in the house, we need a cabinet, or we need this in the house, and you say that, yes, we do need it. Or they're just to respond, or they say that, you know what, I'm going to do this, or I need to do this, or this is happening at work, just to say that I understand. Rephrase the same thing. So they understand, and they also know that, you know what, my spouse is listening to me, they are giving me the attention, and they are a good listener. They know exactly what I'm saying and what I am feeling. So this also lets your spouse know for sure that you've heard what he or she is saying. And at times, as we said earlier, that using good judgment in timing, but also when it comes to having discussions, or when we want to really have a discussion, then at times, you know, schedule a better discussion time if necessary. If it is necessary and you have to have it, and you think, you know what, this is not the appropriate time, there isn't enough time, or we are too busy with our chores, or we don't have enough time to sit down, then say, you know what, we'll have this discussion later in the night, or even over the weekend, or whenever. We'll choose a different time. So because sometimes it's just not possible. It's not possible to get your spouse's attention at the exact moment that you want it, that you want the attention right here, right now, but it's not possible. There could be other things that on their mind. There's something else that bothering them. So, you know, it's no problem in delaying that conversation till a better time when both are ready and both are able to do so. And the last one, and this is the 10th point, that remember that communication is a two-way street. If both of the spouses, if both the husband and the wife follow these steps, if they follow these steps, then you'll find that both will benefit and both will strengthen. This will then lead to a better relationship. That both need to come to, they say, you know, both need to come to the table, come forward and follow these rules, or follow these guidelines, rather. We'll rather call them guidelines, these 10 steps for better communication. That when only one person is doing it and the other person is not doing it, it's not going to be healthy. If only one person is listening attentively and the other is not, it's not going to help, but rather it's two-way street. Do as, you know, as you would, you should do to others as you, or treat others as you would want to be treated. So you want that type of attention, or you want your spouse to listen to you when you are speaking, so when they are speaking, you should do the same. This is very important. And these are just, you know, we should never even, and one of the points that ulama mentioned and keep on mentioning is also don't get into heated arguments with your spouse when you are talking on the phone as well. That it's much better, as you said, you know, making eye contact and speaking in person. Sometimes we have an argument over the phone, or we have an argument over WhatsApp. Now, the harm in this is that you're not exactly understanding in what way it's being said. Like a simple thing that that could be asked to the spouse, that what do you want to do today, or what are your plans for today? And if you take it in the wrong frame of mind, and you might be thinking that my wife or my husband is shouting me that, what are your plans today? What do you want to do? Why? You know, it can be misinterpreted because of having this argument over WhatsApp, or having a discussion over WhatsApp or on the phone. So rather, when it comes to serious matters, then to sit in person and talk to it. And if you are going through some conflict or you're going through some argument, then to speak to each other in person when you're at home. Don't have it over WhatsApp. It gets becomes very easy to, you know, to misinterpret, misunderstand exactly what your spouse is saying. So that is the topic for this morning, that we are speaking about the importance of communication, and communication is the relationship. That good communication, great communication will lead to a great relationship, will lead to a good relationship, and it's work, you know, it's effort also has to be put into it. That to give your spouse the time that they need to communicate effectively. So the time now, 19 minutes to the hour of 11. We're going to play you a short clip. And in this year, they speak about communication and how important it is in a marriage as well. This is the marriage program on Radio Islam International. And this morning we have discussed that the importance of communication in a marriage, that great marriages start with a great communication, and in the end you look that whenever there's a bad marriage, or whenever someone's going through a rough marriage, we can guarantee that you'll see that one of the aspects of that is poor communication. So we need to learn that, you know, communication is the relationship. It's the cornerstone of every relationship. Letting the person know what you're thinking, what you're feeling, and making sure that you are understood. And we've discussed the 10 points. And from them, the one that is very important is developing the art of listening. Developing and becoming a better listener when your spouse is speaking to you, that to be able to understand and give them that undivided attention that they need, so that they feel that, you know what, this person is really interested in what I'm saying. This person is really going to help me. This person is here to support me, not to just nod every time something is said, not to just take it lightly, but rather communicate well. And when people are speaking, or when your spouse is speaking to you, to give them that attention. That it's a two-way street, that as you teach your spouse, you'll most probably receive the same treatment. If you are attentive, if you listen carefully when they are speaking, when you are speaking, you will receive the same undivided attention. So that was the marriage program for this morning, speaking about communication, 10 steps also to better communication, learning to know what you want to say, when to say it, making eye contact, not using the cell phone and social media, WhatsApp, to discuss important issues, because it could be misinterpreted, it could be misunderstood, being a good listener, and also picking correct times when you want to have a good discussion. So with that, we will conclude and we will end the program, inshallah. We will be back next week on the marriage program. And just a bit of a trailer that you will see that there are maybe one or two changes, interesting and definitely changes coming to the marriage program, something that you will look forward to and you will most definitely enjoy. From myself, Ibrahim Daya, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.